This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them.
Thank you, mammy.
Thank you, mammy as well. My mammy, not your mammy, my mammy as well.
Thanks, ma, and thanks, granny.
We should probably do that more, thanking people.
Feels good, doesn't it?
We could do a thanking ourselves too.
Maybe, yeah, from time to time. Thanks very much for everything.
To yourself.
To myself, yeah.
Well, you have to be good to yourself too, Darren.
We spent a few hours playing Rocket League last night. Does that count?
Well, I was more thinking something a bit more substantial.
Such as?
Well, therapy can be a good way to do that.
Do you think so?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be great.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you, it's flexible, and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to make an appointment.
Handy number.
All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall. And you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire, and then they'll match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good. Thanks for that.
And they have over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp.com. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/stall. STALL.
Thanks, ma. Thank you, ma'am. Thanks, everyone.
And yourself. Thank yourself.
Thank you, Darren. Thanks. Thanks for looking after yourself.
So, producer Owen.
Yep.
You've been sneaking around making other podcasts.
You've been
I've heard.
Sneaking off on us.
Huh?
A little bit.
It's not on.
You do it with talking bollocks, now you're dealing with someone else.
Who's this with now? Nicola Tallant?
Nicola Tallant, yep.
The crime journalist.
Mm-hmm. And Ian Mullaney, her producer.
Her producer, there they, lads.
People behind The Witness.
Yeah, they done The Witness.
They did. The Witness, which was, must be the biggest Irish podcast ever, I'd say.
It's brilliant.
Ever?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like a series, a true crime series.
Yeah, yeah.
It's years later, they're still getting loads of listeners. Mm. With loads of awards. So after that, Ian and Nicola were looking to do a follow-up and they came and we worked with them. Now, they did the vast bulk of the work, but
yeah,
we did our bit to help out. So a new Go Loud original podcast now, The Gambler, is out now.
The Gambler?
The Gambler.
The Gambler.
Eight-part true crime series.
Is this related to The Witness?
Well, it links in. The start of it is, basically, a couple of years ago, Nicola got a call from a prisoner in an Irish prison saying, I have some information related to a part of The Witness.
Does she just go to Mountjoy Prison and hand out her calling card, like a phone number? Here, who wants, anyone has a good story, a good scoop?
I think that would be answered how this man got her phone number, yeah. Okay. We don't know how that happened, but she wasn't too bothered by it. Anyway, that was a couple of years ago, and the man who called her was a fella called Pat Sheedy. He's a convicted fraudster, con man from Limerick. He's a gambling addict, and he committed a lot of crimes over the years. Cons, frauds, you know, scams, all that kind of thing, to pay for his gambling.
Oh, to pay huge, for his gambling?
Huge gambling debts.
It's mad, that, isn't
billions,
it?
Billions, I imagine.
You think you just take the proceeds of the cons and then not go to bookies?
Mm. That's all very, it's very interesting the way, like, his whole character is all tangled up. He's like, is he addicted to gambling or is he addicted to having a reason to go out and do another?
Oh, another interesting.
Kind of yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
So it's a bit true crime and it's really interesting character at the heart of it. So it's 8 episodes. It's out now.
Yeah.
First couple episodes are out now.
And he's in it. He's in the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, when he was calling Nicola from prison, she's like, this fella's pretty interesting in his own right. And a couple of years later, here we are.
Is he still locked up?
No, he's out now.
He's out now.
How long has that been in the works?
It's about 2 years ago, I think, he called from prison, and it's about 18 months since they started working on the whole thing.
So that's where you've been.
So that explains it.
Don't mind them. Sounds good.
Mm.
I'm going to listen.
Do you want to listen to a little trailer?
Oh, come on. Yeah, if you have.
I got a little teaser for you here, yeah.
What would you do if you had to lie, cheat and steal to feed your demons?
We called him Shady Sheedy.
That was some chancer, but he was a heart of gold underneath it all. And he cried, somebody rang me and said, watch out for this guy.
The Gambler dives deep into the mind and crimes of a con man.
He had this incredible ability to convince people who were left absolutely shocked that they were talking to a con man.
He was the perfect victim, you know, because he was able to play the victim card.
The story of Pat Sheedy, a Limerick man drawn into the dark world of crime as his life spiralled out of control with a gambling addiction.
Deep down, once you're gambling and once I'm actively gambling, I know that there's going to be scams, because I couldn't justify earning €1 million a week if I was gambling. It would be the same to me as earning 200, because it's all going the same place, it's all going the same way. So there has to be crime where there's gambling with me.
A man who would stop at nothing to feed his addiction.
She just went to grab the hammer off of him and she said, let me have a swing at the brick. And I just went, oh Jesus.
I'm Nicola Tallant, and along with the team that brought you The Witness, I bring you a podcast series almost 2 years in the making. The Gambler, available everywhere now.
I'm just really sorry I ever got involved in any of this kind of thing.
So that's The Gambler.
Sounds good.
Go all out original.
Sounds good to me.
Have a listen there.
I absolutely will.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is a paid advertisement for BetterHelp Therapy Online.
BetterHelp are supporting the podcast this month and they're encouraging people to say thank you to someone important to them. Darren, say thank you to someone important to you.
Thank you to someone important to me.
Thank you, Ma.
Thanks, Ma, for being important to me. And thanks, Amy, my fiancé, for being important.
Two people. Yeah, two. You're thanking everyone.
Oh, I'll thank everyone while I'm here.
Man, he said, I'll thank Maura. Ma? Sometimes I'm not so sure. You know who else we should thank?
The postman.
Yeah, but ourselves was here, was where I was going.
Was here, was where?
Ourselves. Thank ourselves.
Thank ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't do that very often. Probably a little harder on myself, to be honest.
Exactly, we all are. But we're all doing our best here, aren't we?
That's a fair point.
Well, a good way to start showing yourself a bit of thanks is to give yourself a little me time. And therapy can be a good way of doing that.
Really?
Yeah. If you can find the right therapist, it can be brilliant.
And BetterHelp is a good starting point.
Absolutely. It's all done online, so it's convenient for you. It's flexible and you don't need to add to your worries by trying to have to make an appointment.
Handy number.
Hate appointments. All you have to do is go to betterhelp.com/stall and you get 10% off. Get on there, fill out a short questionnaire and then they match you up with the right therapist for you.
Right, that sounds good.
Yeah, and we're over 5,000 therapists in the UK already. BetterHelp can provide access to mental health professionals with a wide variety of expertise in mental health. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/stall. That's betterhelp.com/stall.